how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
Rick Adams is on.
Thank you, everyone. Hello, we're still here, folks. It's Saturday, yes, it's live. It is not a mechanically reproduced voice. I can pretty much assure you that, although sometimes I wonder. Today is almost the middle of the month of March, 14th of March, 2020, and, I was reading the scriptures as I always do every day, and, I'm on Exodus 30, what am I on now? Exodus 32, 33, actually. So, we're getting almost to the end. Actually, I take that back. Wow, how I forgot. I'm on Exodus 40. I'm on the last chapter of Exodus. Man, I'm telling you, with all that's going into my mind, I forgot. Yeah, we're at the end. So Genesis and Exodus, and of course it's a fascinating, fascinating history of the people of God that he's chosen to be vessels, of course, for his purpose. And I just think that that's wonderful that we have this knowledge. So one thing I just wanted to say, and I'm going to have a special program today for you on coronavirus, obviously, but we do want to refer to Daniel, the great prophet Daniel. And in that book of Daniel, chapter 2, we read about this king Nebuchadnezzar, the man of learning, that's what his name means, and how he had soothsayers everywhere. He had all kinds of crystal ball people, sorcerers, magicians, as they were called, and yet he could not have his dream properly interpreted. So finally, after he gave an edict to kill all of them, including Daniel and his brethren, he stumbled upon Daniel, had him brought in, because Daniel said, I can reveal the dream, I can reveal everything, because I have the knowledge that God has given me. He honored God, and he did. And so the result was, without reading all of the words, you get into it yourself. Read Daniel chapter 2 today when you have some free time. Result was, he interpreted the dream for Daniel, and he told them his kingdom would come to an end. He told them there would be a number of kings to come, and the king of the end times, of course, would be Satan. That is the king of this world. That would be Satan appearing as Jesus and the King of Kings. So, to cut to the chase, Daniel was a prophet that revealed the dream to King Nebuchadnezzar. And as a result, Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face to the ground, and he worshipped God. He was impressed. The moral of all of this, folks, is you hear so much today, so much disinfo, so much speculation, so much disinformation, so much conjecture, but you can't count on anything, really, unless it is based on truth and fact. And the only thing I know of who never let me down in my life was God. So I just want to open up with that, that when you hear of wars and rumors of wars and pestilence and disease and famine and all of these things, be not troubled, for these are the beginning of sorrows and the birth pangs of the end times of this age. But don't be troubled. Have your faith in him and know that he can deliver you from anything. And if he could take Daniel, and we can take the three boys that went into the furnace and protect them in the heat that was seven times hotter than necessary and not even be singed, he can do it for you. So, with that word of introduction, I have a little bit of theme music here, Ken, and we'll introduce once again our guest. That word, thank you very much, that little word of introduction, that is the theme song from the TV series, many of you will recall, Dr. Kildare. We have our own Dr. Kildare here. He's the best I know of, and he's back to inform us on the latest on what is happening with COVID-19 and much more. Dr. Cass Ingram. Hello, Dr. K.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be talking to you.
Good. It's good to have you back. And people have been asking, you know, about you and the research you've done. And you're on a few weeks ago with us, and you really started to rattle the cages, I guess, and make some statements that I know you could back up, and that is about this viral infection, this pandemic we are facing in America and worldwide, and how you have advanced some case history as well as some case studies. And where do we begin right now? Where can you begin for us?
There have been some major, you know, since the 1950s to date, some major outbreaks. They started in China primarily. And you have the duck bird flu, which was 1957. There were 2 million people that died as a consequence. Then H1N1, which actually started in the United States and then got into the pig farms in Mexico, which was a division of Smithfield Food. And then it broke out and killed about 600-700 people in Mexico, filtered into California and the U.S., and they claim about 150 to 450 million people or so died from that. It was a nasty, and it's still in circulation. It's a pretty nasty pig flu. But the issue with that is that it was a vaccine-induced. That's extremely important piece of information. Mm-hmm. The vaccines caused the mutation, and then you had this vaccine sort of swine virus that broke out. Now, that's happened recently, and it also happened in 1918. 1918 was vaccine-induced mutant that caused people just sort of drop dead in their feet and caused a global pandemic. Now, why wouldn't it be about the same now? You have the same kind of a thing. Not as lethal as 1918. It'll never be that lethal. But certainly nasty, and has caused this considerable amount of damage to the infrastructure of the world and all that. Why wouldn't it be the same? We have to believe it was a biological weapon that Trump put into China to pay back, or that China put into the world. That there's no evidence whatsoever for such a statement. You have to be aware that there could be disinformation right now, playful disinformation. So we have to look at the data. The data shows that this particular virus originated in China. All the sick people were in China originally. The extreme pandemic occurred in China. But what else happened in that land in the last year? They lost 350 million pigs to nothing other than a coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of pigs.
They killed a lot, yeah.
Yeah, they dropped
The human type, no, but the animal type.
Yeah, yeah, and exactly. And those pigs, they dropped dead, or they were culled in big pits. They buried them alive, or they burnt them. So a lot of times they burnt them up. Those pigs were diseased pigs, right? So you have a disease in pigs. You have humans that eat pigs, and that pigs, pork flesh is their main food. And then you have a disease break out in humans. Oh, no, it has to be from a bat, or pangolin or a mouse or something. Okay, maybe, but if the pigs are sick, and pigs, we use pig valves, we use pig insulin, we use pig drugs, pig enzymes.
Yeah, yeah.
Pig is like a human. Why wouldn't the pig virus that was man-made migrate into humans? Why not? It could have been a biological lab. Wuhan Institute of Virology is there, but they could have also been, you can speculate, they were researching the dead pigs.
Mm-hmm.
They were investigating vaccines for the pigs, and for humans maybe, but there's a connection there. Now, swine viruses are nasty. You don't want them. And here's something else. people have gotten the coronavirus from eating pork. So, no surprise. It's the same thing. You know, the Bible says don't eat it. The Quran says right. don't eat it. What's anybody eating it for? You know, I don't understand this.
Yeah. Well, and it's also Old Testament mixed into a lot of foods, too. You know, that's the thing. And so much of this is coming in from mainland communist China that it's almost impossible to know what's what unless you read the labels, and even the labels cannot be totally...
What are we doing? The gelatin is contaminated, so now the University of Minnesota, among others, have published that it's mandatory to quarantine and then sterilize any Chinese container that contains B-complex, vitamin D, and vitamin C because they contain coronavirus from the pig gelatin.
Right.
Why are we relying on anything from China?
Well, you see, now you open up a whole other thing, and because of limited time, we haven't got all the time we need, but this is something that most people in the media will never deal with because they poo-pooed it right from the beginning. And that, of course, is the fact that China was betrayed in 1949 to the communists by the same people in the Roosevelt and Truman administration that brought us World War II.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, 60 million souls. And, you know, when they betrayed China, China was considered to be of use to these criminal elitist sons and daughters of the wicked one in the next 50 years to come to give us
labor. Oh, they did
labor.
It right. They knew them, that the Chinese labor force. Exactly
what they were. So now we're dependent on them. They're not dependent on us for that. But the reality is that we're not an independent nation. Make America
well, but
great
you know,
again.
It's true. It's so true. But look what's going on. I mean, everybody sold their soul.
It's all prophetic, by the way. Dr. K, what we're seeing is a prophetic thing here. And we're seeing the men of the East. We're seeing Russia now getting more and more independent. We're seeing America swallowed up by her own excesses and militarism.
Yes, exactly.
All of this.
Oh, yeah.
All of this is now, what do we call it? Blowback, you know?
Yeah, it's an
blowback.
Interesting scenario that everybody sold their soul to communist China, whatever you want to call it, and they outsourced all of this. They produced inferior material that they're not held accountable for. And now those people, make money, make it cheap, sell it to China, they'll manufacture. Now all of those forces are getting whipped into the ground. You know, look at Amazon. All of these people that are dependent, that made their life in bed with that entity, China or whatever, what are they going to do now? Pharmaceuticals, how are they going to get their drugs when they're contaminated? They're coming from Hubei city or Hubei province or what have you, wherever they're coming from. So it does raise some specters of curiosity. What will happen to the companies that cannot operate because they can't get the inventory? Interesting situations. But
and that's
more importantly is,
particularly with drugs, too, is a concern because these drugs that people have been given by the medical community, countless new drugs, many of them are coming from Red China.
That's right.
And they're not going to be able to fulfill their obligations. And so we're going to have to see Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump wave a magic wand, get together, and flood the nation with drugs from all over the world. And they're coming even from Canada, from Red China. So you see, now we have this rift with Europe. We have this warfare going on, these conflicts happening. All of this is very, very prophetic, I think, and it's happening at this critical time where the nation rising against nation.
People might say this is divine retribution. It's human retribution on top of human.
Yes,
somehow we human beings created this pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. And you've got to assume a responsibility for your own actions. We don't want to do that, though.
Yeah, we do. Yes, and so therefore, let's punch it in the nose. If this is a man-made vaccine-induced swine flu agent versus a biological agent Bill Gates released to create a world vaccination program. There's plenty of speculation to go around. But if it's nothing more than a miserable virus that human beings created, why don't we use God to kill it?
God's medicine.
There, that brings, you know, that brings into his herbs, his plants.
Amen.
Amen. You know, he's bigger than that. You know, he's bigger than his viruses. He's bigger than a man-made virus. So I'm saying, no, don't succumb to this. Don't give up. Don't go duct tape yourself into a home.
Oh,
let's
terrible.
Do something about it.
You know, Doc, I'm glad you brought that up, duct taping. You know, people won't even greet each other anymore. They're afraid the churches are shutting down. Maybe it's a good thing in some cases. You know, the classrooms now are being emptied. And you know what I'm saying? That's a positive sign and one of the positive results in many cases of such a viral pandemic is
yeah.
that people are learning they can keep their kids at home, teach them at home, get them
yeah.
out of the government school system, homeschool them, you know, and the same thing with the churches, you know, and the worship, the houses of worship.
Worship in your own church, you know. It's
Right. Now, how are they going to pay the mortgages on these big edifices they built?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the bank will give it. Maybe Mnuchin's friends will
yeah.
Give us a little bit of a reprieve on loan
yeah.
paying. Isn't that right? The Fed will just
you know,
eliminate
there's nothing
all
wrong
interest
with rates. There's nothing wrong with just pulling back a little bit anyway. But
fear is what's driving this, though, Dr. K, is the fear.
I know.
And I can't understand it, you know? I mean,
well,
let's
and
face it.
You know that somebody circulated that the tube and toilet paper is made in Red China. So, therefore,
yeah.
the run on the toilet paper. I say hook up a hose. And just put it in a john, and when you want to get clean, use it. You hose yourself off. Don't be doing this hoarding. This is evil, wicked, nasty.
Yeah.
You're denying
maybe right.
somebody that needs something. Don't you dare and do that.
I know. It's incredible. And then people are using these hand sanitizers, which aren't good for the skin. They're not good in the long run. They're ruining
their
skin covering.
Yeah, this skin membrane with the alcohol.
That if they just simply concentrated on one major factor, and they won't do this. I just heard the director of the health department here in my state, and what are they recommending? Get your flu shot as a precaution.
Oh,
can you believe this? Get a flu shot. Instead of telling people, build up your immune system, stay away from sugary substances, keep your acidic pH on the low side. You know, these are things you do to fight cancer. These are
no wonder everybody's getting sick. They're all getting a stupid flu shot. Hey, okay, so I'm going to go into Omaha, God willing, here on Monday, over to Omaha on Tuesday at the No Name Nutrition and give a lecture. Probably 300-400 people there. You think I'm even the slightest concerned? Okay, I'm going to use my super strength oregano oil. I'll take my Oregaresp. I'll take my Purely C. I will use my Orega spray, and I'll spray the room. Why not? There might be a sick dog in there. But I'm going to give the talk. I'm driving there, and they're all wanting to know about health issues and probably this pandemic thing. And so I trust God more than the system. I don't
know. Boy, that's quite a statement. That's a wonderful thing. All right, folks, you hear the message now. Listen in. We are going to really get into some heavy stuff here. Stay tuned. Rick Adams Uncensored here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com. Yeah.
Nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
Yes, we're here. Not at night live, but we're here on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3 p.m. Central. And we are right now entertaining the company of Dr. Kay. And Dr. Kay, you know, you mentioned all of the protocols, and, you know, North American, for a while, North American Urban Spice was, I mean, like most businesses, struggling along and, you know, continuing to try to weather this economic debacle that is definitely engulfing the whole global economy. But here along comes this virus, and then you see an exponential interest in what you offer as far as the oils, as far as the herbs, as you mentioned, God's medicine. And what has taken place has been fantastic. I think you mentioned to me that there was some kind of a hit piece in the Los Angeles Times or something. Oh, you don't want to get involved with the oil of oregano. That's quackery and all of this. But tell us a little bit about that and how it's actually benefited.
In 2003, I did a scientific study and published that on the destruction of the human coronavirus, or the activity against that virus, and also the influenza A, using the wild oregano oil. So we used the P73. I know it's probably illegal to talk about, and we used the oregano rasp. Those were the two. We took them right off the shelf, emptied the contents, put it in the cell culture after growing the virus. And in 2 minutes, as you could depend, the P73 in a super strength form destroyed 99.999% of all the viruses just in 2 minutes, done. By 20 minutes, it was done. And the oregarest was a material from cumin, oregano, sage, cinnamon. That was, it was a bit more powerful. But they're both, you know, really good things. So that research just sat there online. The public found it. And they started posting it on Facebook with this pandemic occurring. And there were 2,000 posts about the research. It's published in, well, the abstract is in Holistic Health, Holistic Primary Health. They published it in a news journal form. So, but you could look, antiviral research, semicolon, Kaz Ingram, semicolon, Khalid Ijaz, I-J-A-Z. You could find the data. So what happened was Twitter, Facebook, and you know what, and Google censored it. They destroyed the algorithm and it collapsed. The interest collapsed. But people just kept trending it up anyway. I had a couple videos on it, but they got taken down. I had some other posts taken down. Some of it was taken down internally. Some of it was taken down by Facebook. Some of it was little things here and there. And I decided, well, you know, if there's that much going on, obviously somebody's threatened. I'll find a different way. So I've been doing radio shows and telling about the data. And so just organically, people started saying, I want the oil of oregano. I want it for my protection. So that's kind of what's going on. I forgot what I was going to say.
And, you know, the thing is, if you speak about this now, many people call shows with their own home remedies and so forth. You know, and oil of oregano is one of the protocols of many different things. They use vitamin C. They use the various herbs, garlic, whatever it is. And then what they say, the host, well, we don't want to get into that now because there's a lot of quacks going around and we don't want to do that because the authorities will give us all the latest information. And, of course, that's the fatal mistake they make. The one lesson that should be learned in this whole thing is put all of the facts on the table. Put all all of the experts and let you hear them all and then decide. Why are you censoring something when you could say why?
It's being censored. It's being censored. Now, yesterday, a radio station attempted to do a hit piece on me. What they called and said they wanted to book. Suddenly, they wanted to book a show. So I said, okay, I'll do the show. Now, I knew that area, Montreal, Canada, has a big pharma mole. The mole takes $5 million. He took a $5 million grant to put down anybody that talks about herbs. I know he's there. I didn't know it was his radio station. So I went ahead and did the station. Right away, the guy started, now, are you saying oregano oil cures the coronavirus? So I knew what I was dealing with. I said, hey, wait a minute. We have to do everything that is suggested by the CDC. You see, that's what we have to listen to. They suggest social distancing. They suggest washing the hands. Let's follow those suggestions. And then whatever the Canadian government is saying, see, I knew what I was doing. We've got to listen to the Canadian government. They've done a really good job, God bless them, of trying to control it. The guy was so neutralized, he didn't even know what to do with himself. They were trying to get me to say oregano oil cures something. God help me. It's like a FBI mole, you know.
You turned the tables, isn't that something?
Yeah, the end he said, what do I take for my children, doctor? Can you help?
You fooled the scribes and Pharisees, didn't you? We'll come right back, folks.
God did.
Amen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com. where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Radio Avenger here, extending to you an offer you can't refuse. Right now you can receive on one single DVD all three of Father John O'Connor's shocking new videos: The Synagogues of Satan, The End of the World, and his newest blockbuster, The Annihilation of America by the Puppets of the Zionists, postpaid for just $35. Learn what's behind the impending destruction of our nation and our way of life, and what you must do to prepare for the coming judgment. Father John O'Connor is the John Wayne of the priesthood. You need to heed his prophetic videos while there's time and learn what the evil forces of the New World Order are planning in these darkest days. You'll never be the same, guaranteed. To order the three videos on one DVD, email CatholicCounterpoint.com or call 610-853-8339. Just $35 postpaid for all three on one DVD. Once again, CatholicCounterpoint.com or dial 610-853-8339. Mention Rick Adams.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
We're back now with Dr. K, and we're going to take some questions along the way in a few minutes as well. But before we go to the phones, the number is 800-313-9443. As I was saying earlier, folks, the most important thing that you will not hear being discussed in any of these conferences that are being held now, whether it's at the White House level or Congress, whether it's CDCP or any of these others, the health departments, you will not hear them, for the most part, with few exceptions, mention keeping your immune system strong. And this is very critical, because it's one thing to tell people to wash up externally to keep their, you know, their facial appearance nice and everything. People do that. People worry more about how they look than cleaning their insides. And I've never understood that, you know, Dr. K? I never understood that. Why is it so hard for people to understand that if you put junk in the engine of your car, the car is not going to run right.
I know. We should tell people. And people shouldn't be eating the pig and the grease and the slop. And you know, they shouldn't be eating the sugar and hitting the booze, right? Especially right now. But just any time. But no, here's the deal. Okay, so according to our research, so the virus starts growing in an animal model or a human or whatever, and it spikes at a massive rate. So what you have to do, it's one thing to stimulate the immune system. That's great. So you're going to rely on the immune system to send the white blood cells and the antibodies to deal with it. But better, God made this simple for us. He made certain things that kill viruses. Hey, you may not like it. Hey, you might be a pharmacist listening. You might be a pharmacy drug. You might be a company owner. You might be a mole, and you hate these words. You can hate all you want. It's the facts. So you whether in a human body or in a petri dish or a test tube, if you add the virus killer, and that's what you have to do. You have to kill the virus quicker than it can grow. That's how you get rid of the flu. That's how you don't get coronavirus. That's how you don't get colds. That's how you deal with it. And so there are only so many things that actually aggressively kill viruses. There are no drugs. You have to go with nature, or with God's
God made. God created the human body to have defense mechanisms, first, second, third line of defense. He knew what he was doing. Why do these pseudoscientists come along and say, we can improve on that?
They're not saying anything, like you said, about what you could do to motivate the immune system. I want to take it another step above that, which they hate.
Sure.
Hate. And I'll tell you the hatred. And that's the idea that God made substances that dissolve viruses. And that's exactly what they do. They dissolve the capsid and disintegrate them under electron microscope, in a tissue culture, in cell culture, in humans. It doesn't matter. And those are only a few that I know of that are universal viricides. The best, and by far, is the high mountain wild oregano oil. I don't care if you want to put me in prison for saying it, go for it. Just let me have my oregano. So that one is an absolute dissolution agent. The second one is cinnamon. Now, they are both highly biblical, okay?
Absolutely.
So the third is cumin, biblical. The fourth is bay leaf. Bay leaf.
Yeah.
The fifth is sage. Those are the five dependable universal germicides. They will, and there has to be the wild plant to get the ultimate result. They will save your life if you get hit with a virus. That's a guarantee. I'll put my reputation, I'll put all the money I own, which isn't very much, I'll put it all on a table, and somebody prove me wrong.
See, they don't want to do that because the drug industry, as we know, owns the FDA, they own the CDC, they own the National Cancer Institute, they own the National Institutes of Health, they own all of this. And Trump, no politician, no Pence, nobody's got the integrity to come out and say this. They should immediately talk with you, bring you on the stage.
I could stop this pandemic if somebody would come to me and say, Doctor, would you help us with these little hot spots? And I'll tell you, I've got some proof of that, indirect proof. One of the least infected states is a state which I've been doing three radio shows basically a week and has a massive consumption of oil of wild oregano, and it's Oklahoma.
Hmm.
And what can they do? They have a couple of Italians that came over. They were infected. They had some airline pilot got infected, one who was flying around the country. But they have a minimal issue. Watch Oklahoma. So much oregano oil in the hands of the people. Another piece of proof. One of the countries that has the least per population coronavirus is Turkey. Half the country is wild oregano in the mountains. They're being fumigated with this stuff.
Why is there such a high number of cases in Iran, Dr. K, do you know?
Iran is broken. We broke them. The United States for that. We
sanctions
broke their infrastructure. I mean, you can't sanction. They can't even sell their oil. They're broken, heartbroken, spiritually broken, financially broken. I mean, I think they're hanging in there, but they can't fight it. They can't mount a defense.
Yeah, that's true. The denial of through sanctions of things that they need for care, for health care, and so forth. So it's now blowback.
But Italy's worse in many ways. But now Iran has another issue, which is that the Chinese, you know, infected Chinese were a lot of them coming back and forth because I think they do a fair amount of business with them. So I'm pretty sure that was an issue because, you know, the early breweries were Chinese people. Nothing against Chinese, but they were infected, and they transmitted it to other people.
As long as you're one of those flights, the ADL is naming as those conspiracy theorists, those supremacists that are trying to resurrect that old canard against Jewry and say that Jews are responsible for the
Let me tell you something. We don't know who's exactly responsible. However, it was Jewish people, powerful Jewish people, who set up the China phenomenon. You could still say it's part of the scam.
Well, and it goes back to Kissinger and company, and then you have the Geithner father and son there. You have all Mnuchin.
Rothschild was heavily involved in that.
Yeah, sure. You know, so again, it does go right back to Jerusalem. You see, this is the key to prophecy. Well, let's take some calls. People want to speak to you, Dr. K. All right, folks, 800-313-9443. Nancy is first in California. Hello, Nancy. Nancy, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Okay.
So I got some oregano P73. I don't know if that's what you have mentioned.
That's what we used in our research. We used that, but the super strength form. They're both good. Super strength just a step above. Yeah.
Let me just tell you my experience. It must just be me, but I had a real extreme allergic reaction to it. I cannot take it internally. But
what
I
kind of reaction do you think is an allergic reaction, in your view? Because it's very difficult.
So I had hay fever, and I know why they call it fever, because I do have hay fever, because you actually, when you have a real extreme case of hay fever, you can actually get feverish. But so then I heard somebody say that these oils, not just oregano P73, but oils, some of these essential oils are really kind of hard on the internal organs.
Okay, hold on. Let me just stop you there. Okay, first of all, there was a study done in acute pancreatitis, for example. The oregano oil went in, stopped the pancreatitis, which is almost impossible, stopped the liver damage, caused the liver to self-heal. The scars went away under histology. The liver enzymes came to normal. Everything improved dramatically, and that's been done a dozen times.
Wild oregano oil cannot hurt your organs.
Hold on, man. Let him face.
Wild oregano oil will not hurt your organs.
Somebody like me that's allergic, what do I do?
Okay, let's talk about it. What were the symptoms that you had when you reacted to it
whatever? What kind of allergic reaction did you have, Nancy?
What were your symptoms
I was like, okay, itchy nose, itchy eyes, just the whole gamut of what you would experience with hay fever.
It's pretty hard. Do you have any fungus in your body, sinus problems, bronchial, anything like that?
Well, so that would have to have been at the time that I took it.
Okay.
And it's been long enough. I don't believe I did, but...
Here's the deal, okay? That oregano oil will go after the fungus in the nose, in the sinuses, in the intestines, everywhere. Here's how you find out if you're allergic, which is rare, because oregano oil is an antihistamine. The way you would find out would be to take and rub it on the skin and take just one drop under the tongue. But if you have a fungus, the fungus will fight back. that's more likely your situation than and it's like a horrible allergy or something we have to worry about. So that's what you do, just a tiny amount. Even if you did the amount on a pinky and you just put it there or you put it in a tomato juice, you would soon, it's, first of all, oregano is the first thing we give if somebody has a, an allergic shock. You have to give the oregano oil. It'll shut it down. Like if somebody's allergic to a peanut, you have to give it because it's the only thing known that will stop that. Other than an EpiPen and all that, but so that's what you would do is just play a little game, and then you know what, you won't have any harm with that. You won't have any death.
Do you think, Dr. K, that what this sounds like is a little bit of flushing here, like when you have niacin or whatever, and you clean up
well,
the
not,
system?
Not really. I mean, like I said, the oregano goes after the bad guys.
Yeah. So, when it comes to the surface, your body is telling you you probably need it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or it's doing its job. We might be worried about something where we worry a lot because pharma has taught us to worry about our left, you know, whether our elbow is screwed in right or maybe something's wrong with us because we have a tickle or we had some upset stomach. But so that's what you would, you cannot really be allergic to it. Very rare. It's an antihistamine. That's the issue.
You want to try it again sometime, Nancy, and then get back to us again? All right?
Yeah, I'll give it a try. I'll experiment.
Try it on your skin, and then a toothpick.
You can take a toothpick and tip it in there and just put it under the tongue. If you have an allergy reaction, okay. And if you rub it on the skin and you have an allergy reaction, oh, that's an issue, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
You.
All right, don't worry too much.
Well, thank you for calling because we need to know these things and it'll help others. Somebody else had said, you know, that I recommended it to. Oh, well, I can't have that because it's a blood thinner and I'm on blood thinners. What do you say?
My dad had an artificial valve put in his heart, okay? He had 15 strokes. I told him not to put the artificial. Better with the pig valve. He had 15 strokes. I kept him stroke free on 90 drops of P73 oregano every day. He was on a massive Coumadin. He quit. He said, "Son, I hate the taste of it." And he quit. He stroked out and died. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't be telling me that God's medicine is damaging. Get off of it. You want to be like that? Then get something and go hide in a box somewhere. Good God, people.
But we've all been conditioned. You see, the conditioning process is, don't worry, the authorities will take care of it. Don't worry,
all
the health
experts
know better. And that is not true.
I can't wait for them to come to my house.
Thing?
I'll submit to them just like they do on the commercials and bow down, right, like a little puppy. Give
bow
me a break.
Bow down to Satan. That's what it's all about. Yep. You're right. I mean, this is an angelic conflict here. It's like, you know, Cosmos Diabolica, Satan's world, and Satan wants to heal. He wants to be the great healer, the physician, instead of, you know, the Lord himself is the healer.
Yeah,
so
the
we don't
Lord himself is the, no. He's the doctor. He's the doctor all over, in the sky and the earth. He's
Dr.
the guy.
K, you know, I've tried the cumin I take every day, and it's very good for diabetes, and also taking myrtle, oil of myrtle, and all of these herbs and spices are right there in the Bible, in the first three books, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, God laid down the Torah, really a great document, yeah.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely.
We're frightened of our shadow. The pharmaceutical taught us that. That's why America's at risk. They're following.
Yeah, I gave a woman, an elderly woman, she's a wonderful woman, 92, she looks like 50, and she's so scared, she's a wonderful lady, I gave her a bottle of what you had given me to give out to people as well, okay, those returns.
Yeah.
And I said, she said, can I ask my doctor first about this?
Hey, you
and
know what,
I said,
I tell you
you
what.
Could ask him, but he's not going to be able to tell you anything.
Yeah, I tell you what,
I
why
said,
don't somebody
not
call?
A prescription drug. Oh, my goodness.
Why doesn't one of your listeners call that has used oregano oil? They could tell us what they've experienced. You
right.
know? Good God.
You know that. Let's go right back to the phone because we're taking time away. I think we have a break, though. Do we have a break coming up, Ken, right now? I think we're coming up on one. I don't want to start a call. Okay, all right, let's begin with Robert then. Bring up Robert in Illinois. He's next. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, yeah, I have... Oh, there's Rick.
Come on, all right, come on. All right, Ken, speed it up. We'll come right back. Stay here, Bob, and you too, folks. Join us at 800-313-9443. Dr. Ingram is with us.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back. Radio Avenger, it's me, Rick Adams. We're going to go right back to Robert in Illinois. Hello, Robert. Are you still there?
The little SP73.
Okay.
The little teeny ones, yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Okay, Robert, are you there, Rob? Hello? Robert?
Yeah.
Maybe he's... There he is. Come on. Say something, Robert.
I'm sorry. I had you muted.
Okay.
You are mute. Sorry. Hear me, Rick?
Okay. Yeah, you're back up. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to try and burn, and we are running out of time here. So about 3 weeks, going on 4 weeks ago, I was... I got hit by a flu overnight. So I had all the symptoms of the flu. I had been out of a regular oil because I used to take it like a couple drops under the tongue every morning on a regular basis. But in 2 months, I didn't have it. And I was feeling the stuff coming in my lungs. Then finally, one morning, Sunday to Monday, boom, it hit me. So I went all in on all the regular products, Orega Rasp, Orega Juice. I went and got the pumpkin oil from the last broadcast Rick did with you. I got the P73 Super Strength. I got the, you know, the other oregano and the capsules. So I went all in. Now, it knocked the shipment came in the next 2 days, and it knocked the actual, what would keep me in bed, flu symptoms out. But for the last 3 weeks or so, my sinuses have still been, you know, congested. My chest has been congested. Yeah. I can't get rid of the phlegm, the congestion, the you know, whatever. But the oregano in that first 20, when I hit it for the first 3 days, and and I had the Pure C, which I was putting generous doses into my soup and using the Pure C in my soup. So I mean, I went all in. But
so
it didn't
knock you down. It you stopped yourself from being wiped out, right?
Yeah.
So you just now have this fungus, you know, sinus post nasal drip. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's in my nose. It's in my chest. I keep phlegming and congestion, and then
It's stuck in the sinuses. You know what I would do? I would get their Sinu Orega material or the sinus spray stuff, okay? And I would inject that deep into the sinuses on each side. I would just keep doing that and take the oil even like every couple hours under the tongue or in juice. Just hit. And that should clear it out. It should do the job.
I've been continuing the oregano. So I had the oregano juice. I ordered 2 bottles of everything. Let me tell you, even the oregano rest, I went through a whole bottle of that like right away because I was like doing heavy doses to try and kick it away. And then I'm almost
How
down.
How much oil do you burning. Take?
I take a generous.
Have you tried the oil on the hour just to get rid of it once and for all, or every couple?
No,
hours?
No. Well, at first I was, you know, the first few days, but I've just tabled it down to like a half cup or more in the morning and then in the evening.
Okay. No, the fungus is difficult. You have to corrode it out. And I would suggest the every couple hours take a few drops or 20 drops or something. It should just burn it out in 2 days. But if you can get the sinus material, or you could put the oil on a Q-tip and just slide it up the medial aspect of the nose and burn. Burn it.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you a question related. Now, people were saying, you know, other people talking say that if you raise the pH level or get the acidity in your bloodstream, will it break up the viruses?
I don't know. You got to just murder them with the oregano. Why? I don't have time to waste. I'm going to eat garlic, onion, and oregano. Forget it. I don't care.
All right. Okay, listen, we have to break, Robert.
I'm going to email you today, Dr. K, so look for emails.
Yeah, thank okay.
You. Do that. We'll give his email out. Dr. K, stay with us, okay? We'll be back on the other side of the break. All right, folks?
I'll stay
All of you,
while.
Stay where you are. We'll come back to more calls.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.